What do you think your strengths are?
My strengths. Do I have any?
I suspect so.
I just never think about it in term. I guess my strengths are in having picked the right women around me. I had a good mother who was very helpful, and a good wife that was very helpful. I've got a good chapter two wife who's very helpful. I've got a lovely daughter who is very helpful. The women around me in my life has had a great influence on my life and helped me do the things that I want to do and helped me have good health. All of these things are essential, but I really think that ought to about sum it up.
If you were to give advice to your grandchildren today, what would it be?
This is going to sound like a broken record again. I've already told you that three times. And that is to find out what you think you'd like to do most and prepare yourself for it in the best way you can. And make sure that you do what you like to do. And if you do it and you find out that, after all, you don't like to do this and you can't wait until the 5 o'clock hour comes home so that you can leave the office or wherever you're working and coming home, find something that you will like to do better, because you will always do that better which you like most. And the better you do it, the more you'll enjoy life, because that's the name of the game. You spend an awful lot of your time working at whatever you work at. And if you don't enjoy doing it, I feel so sorry for people like that. Find what you like to do most and do it the best you can. And if you don't enjoy it, look for something else.
How would you like to be remembered by your family and your friends?
Oh, like a nice, fun-loving guy with a lot of advice, some of it good and some of it bad. I don't know any particular way I like to be remembered. I'd have to have some choices how to answer that. I'd like to be remembered the way I am. Say it like it is. My philosophy is well known to everybody. I've always been an optimist, and I'm still an optimist, and I've never felt, and I don't think anybody should feel, that this country is going down the tubes because of this, that, and the other, because we are a young nation that is learning constantly how to do it better. I'll never forget the time that we had our annual meeting of the Chamber of Commerce when I was the president, and Jack Anderson was our speaker, and he wanted to get the audience's attention early in his speech, and he did it beautifully by saying thusly. He said, "I've been in Washington a long time, and I think our system of government is one of the worst there is." And you could hear a pin drop. There were 350 people in that banquet room. You could hear a pin drop, and he waited a long 20 seconds before he went into the rest of his speech, and the rest of his speech started out thusly: "Except for all the others, we have the worst government there is, except that we don't know of any that's any better. Now, there's no perfect government," and he went down item for item in different kinds of government, whether it's a parliament in England or a monarchy or even a benevolent dictator in Singapore. There was no better system than the one we've got now. We just have to work constantly on making it work better and educating ourselves in such a way that we can do that. And I thought he summed up my philosophy very well. Of course, as I told you, I'm an insatiable optimist. And there's always an answer to everything, but the answer should be on the seeking the solutions to the problems instead of destroying the ones who made the mistakes that got us into the problems. If we can all do that, be a better nation.